Hello to all of you. First of all, please accept my apology because I have had a very bad cough for 3 weeks. So sorry for my voice. I'm Elham and I'm doing my end of the second year of my PhD. And my PhD is about, I will start for with the a little to talk about my research, then a little again definition, a little description of my methodology, and then I will go straight to the aims of this presentation, discussion, and conclusion. My research is about the sexuality of Iranian menopausal, religious Iranian menopausal women, and my main question is, how are the menopausal women's sexual biographies, I mean the individual, shaped by cultural and social and also religious structures? So the first question is why I choose menopausal women. Whenever someone asks me about my research topic, most of the time they ask me, would you please repeat it again, menopausal women? And my first reason for doing this research is that there is a big gap in this area. Even if you look at the feminist research, you can find that most of them is about the sexuality of youth and not the menopausal women. Menopause is a turning point in all of the women's life, so it's important. And also, the other reason is the world population is aging now. And now, 10% of all the world population are the menopausal women. And despite what we think about the menopause, it's not what we think that menopausal women are old. Because most of the women become menopause before 55 years old. And if we comparing, for example, the life expectancy of Iranian women, which is 73 years old, and then the median age of menopause, which is in Iran again for women, is 49 years old, they can live for this post-menopausal time for 20 years, so the quality of life is very important. The other reason that I choose the sexuality of menopausal women is the unique nature of sexuality in this age, during this age, is only recreational. And the last reason is that they are the group of women whose integrity, integration of their femininity is under pressure. What is my methodology? I did a qualitative research and I found my participant through a snowball, a purposeful and volunteer sampling. And I did 13 in-depth interview with pre and post-menopausal women, and I found my participant in the religious classes whose hold in Tehran, and I try to find different socio-economic class of the women. For analyzing my data, I will use the narrative sequences and structural, I will using the gender order and dynamic, the making of hegemonic masculinity, because my theoretical framework is based on the Connell's theory, so I will look at the cathexis when I want to structure the finding the structure of hegemonic masculinity. I will look at the cathexis, labor, and power relation. But why biographical research? Because with biographical research, I can explore the analysis of individuals' lives of the and relationship of that with the social structures, power and women's body and sexuality, and it means micro and macro level. And then with again biographical research, I can see the social world through the viewpoint of the women, and I wanted to understand the definition of the menopause again through the viewpoint of these women. And biographical research gives me this chance to combine biology, psychology, sociology, and cultural dimensions, which are all of them important in the sexuality of menopausal time. And also, as my approach is a feminist approach, I didn't want to do an exploitative research, and biographical research gave me again this chance to hear the women's voice. What is the aim of this presentation? With this presentation, I'm going behind the what we think about insider and outsider. Up to now, the most of the time, when we talk about insider and outsider, we think about gender, disability, nationality, or age. But here, I want to talk about, by looking at the social capital from the Bourdieu's point of view, I want to know how power was created and shifted during the interview between me and the interviewees, and also how I was conscious about this power relation between me again and interviewee, and how I confronted it, and how was the Bourdieu's capital was effective in this relationship. For starting, it's good to look at the characteristics of me and my interviewee. Both of us were women, and both of us from the same country, Iranian. But the participants, all of them, were all elder than me, and it's important in a culture that you have to respect to the older people. And they, all of them, were religious. As I told you, all of them regularly attend every week, once in a week. They attend in some Quran and religious classes, and they were very religious. Some of, and I am secular, and some of them were educated, but some of them not. I try to find different socioeconomical class of people. And I am educated, and I'm educated in the West. And it's important again because they are religious, and they tell that now she went to the another country, Western country, now she has Western beliefs and idea, and she's not from us. So why education is important? One of the women told me that I don't have a good education, so maybe I can't help you. I don't know how I, an uneducated woman, can be helpful for you in your academic research. I can only tell you about my life. Is this enough for you? And I said, yes, I know. Don't worry. I like to know exactly that one. I started all of my interview with this sentence that I'm here to learn from you. And I always told them that I wanted to learn from you, and I need to know about you. And about a study in a Western country, they always talk about women here and there. Another interviewee talked about this as, is it any problem to do your research about women here? Although I am an Iranian and I'm away from Iran only for 3 years, but they assume that I have to do research about women here, not back again to my country. And I say, no, my subject are Iranian women. And she said, does not need to research in that environment. I mean, they are totally different with us, and you study there. No, not at all. My supervisor has approved it. But in which way do you think they are different? Everything, but all right. But what are my, because I want to, referring to the capitals from the Bourdieu's point of view. So what were my capitals during my field work? First of all, my cultural capital was, I am a midwife, and I think people always trust their medical staff better than the other people. And whenever I wanted to do the interview, I introduced myself as a midwife, and then I continue that I am continuing my study in the sociology of health and gender. Then my symbolic capital that has negative effect was studying the West Country, and my social capital was my friends who introduced me to the teachers of these religious classes, and then I can find my participant. But the fieldwork was most of the fieldwork is the where I did the interview, and they I give them this chance to choose the place for the interview. Some of them have was their religious classes, in some of them their homes. Even one of my interview I did in my car. So they choose where they like to do the interview. Even in one of my interviews, when I the interviewee asked me to go to their to her house, and when I entered to her house, I found that her husband is in the house and in the same room that she had chosen to do the interview, because the house was in a very rich part of Tehran and it was very modern and big house. I asked her, is it possible to go to another room and have interview? And she told me, no, my husband wanted to hear our interview. So I did all of the interview in the distance of near 6 meters from her husband. And all of the time, his back was toward us. And he even didn't say hi to me. And my feeling during the interview was totally fear. And when the interview finished, I can say that I escaped from their house. Even I didn't tie my shoes. And when I wanted to transcribe the interviews, I found that even the woman speak in a very fading voice that I can find it very hardly the words again and hear them. But I think it shows that although I was an outsider, but I was there because of the insisting of that woman, even she knows that her husband is not agree with my being there, but she insists that I want to do this interview, and it shows that I am a kind of insider as well. These are one group of the women that I did the interview, and you can see their clothes and how they cover themselves from head to toe. But what I did to not be outsider, first of all, I changed my habits. I mean, when I wanted to do the interview, respect to their hijab, so I had my hijab as well, like them. And I told you that I told them that I'm here to learn from you, and also I gave them some gifts, which are the armbands that the religious women wear as a kind of hijab again to cover their arms. And I felt that it's again a kind of respect to their hijab, and let them to talk however and whatever they like. And even I had one interviewee that she started her talking from the first moment that she sat on the chair, and I let her to talk. And then also I answered their medical questions in if I know about it and how much I know. And this is me whenever I wanted to go to the interview. And these are the armbands that I give them. This is the lady that start talking from the first moment that she sat. She said, for me, she start with this sentence without any introducing herself. She said, for me, menopause started at the age of 38 and it happened so suddenly. I mean it stopped by itself. Why doctors believe that it happens little by little. I have to pass from the rest of it because I don't have time. Even I let them to finish the interview whenever they wanted. Some of them remind me that the Quran class has started, so we have to finish the interview, and I let them. But again, I think I'm outsider because they try to give a good appearance from their family and themselves to me. In one of the interviewees, where I asked, one of my questions was about when you found you are a girl and not a boy. And one of the interviewees said, I found whenever we wanted to go out, one of my brothers accompany us. Even if it was a birthday of our friends, we had to go with one of them. If our friend's family did not let the boys to join in the party, then we had not to go as well. Never think that we weren't free. No, we were free. For example, we used to ride bicycle every day, but one of the brothers had to accompany us. Okay, I was conscious about my power and it was very important for me. But however, always there is a risk that I become outsider and the research, the participant become as an object for my research. But how was in my research? Is it like this? I think it wasn't, because after I reached to saturation and the participant talked with the other women who were in the same, I mean their classmates who were in the same class, religious class, they called me and they asked me why you didn't do the interview with us. And it showed that how much they like and desperate to be heard, and it showed their trust to me. But I was outsider as well, because one of the aim of my research was empowering the women through learning, and it can't be happen unless I was an outsider. And I've heard these sentences, you made a new challenge for me lots of the time during the interviews. For example, one of them, I asked one of the women that when you went to the bathroom, because again for the question of when you found that you are a girl or a boy, when you went to the bath together, did you realize your differences, your physical differences with her brother? You know, we went inside the bath by turn. Oh, she didn't bring us together inside the bath. I remember clearly that in public bath, either I came out sooner and then he went or him. So it wasn't like this that we were there together. But I remember clearly in our house, we had a small pool and we played together in the pool. But never ever there was such a question in my mind. But you made a new challenge for me, laughing. You know, now I'm thinking about that. Why I never thought about these things on that time? Why I never thought that we two are different, laughing. Or again, you made me to think about it. One of the women, because your speak was about the menstruation and period, and most of them told me that they didn't have any information about the period before they saw the blood. And one of the women told me that she didn't let her daughter to know about it as well. I asked her, what do you think now? Do you think it is better to be clear or something like your daughter's situation, which she hides her menstruation from you? No, in some ages, being clear is very good in order to let the girls to know about these hygienic issues and know about some cases. Oh, I think I made a mistake for my daughter. Now I'm confessing it. You made me to think about it. Again, I was outsider as they asked me to approve what they think about it. For example, I asked one question, why do you have a bad feeling about that? And it's about that custom in Iran is because there is no sex before marriage and the virginity is very important. So when they have the first sexual relationship with their husband, they have to show the blood clots to the other relatives and it's important to show that they were real gene. And I asked her, why do you have a bad feeling about that? I don't know. I feel it is an insult to me. It is really an insult, no, isn't it? I want to know your idea. I feel like this. We had our marriage party, and then at night we went to our house. Generally, I don't like this behavior. But I was insider enough to be trusted. Have you ever enjoyed in your sexual relationship with your husband? Shall I say the truth? And I say, I prefer to hear the truth indeed. So in my conclusion, I can say that in my experience, the power relationship between me and my participant wasn't a static relationship or dichotomy, insider or outsider. And I experienced a kind of dynamic and complex relationship even during doing one interview.